Well, good morning, everybody. I'm just going to read just a little bit from a passage that I'm going to be speaking on this morning. We're going to be going, hold on a second, there it is. We're going to be going through Revelation chapter 4, and it's just amazing. When you look at some of this picture and what God is showing us here, it's just astounding. It says, immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he who sat there was like jasper and a sardius stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. And it just strikes me that as John is caught up in the Spirit, and God gives him a clear picture of heaven. He says he looks up, he sees an open door into heaven, and he can see in there clearly, even in all that clarity. He still didn't have human words to describe what God looked like. The best he could do was like, he's kind of like this really bright color. And it kind of like was reflecting like this one gemstone. And then the whole thing was saturated with this amazing green glow. He couldn't say it looked like this one guy I knew in fifth grade, right? It's like, he's so amazing. It was just kind of like sort of this color and that color. It was amazing. And so today we're going to look at this whole chapter. The whole chapter is just dynamite. It's awesome. It's one of the best pictures we have of heaven, where we're all going. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So let me just start us off with some prayer, and then we'll get going. Heavenly Father, I just thank you again for your goodness to us. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness to us. Thank you, God, that we're saved by your grace and your mercy and not by some kind of works that we can accomplish. Lord, we can't save ourselves. And today we're in here to celebrate that fact that we have a Savior, a Lord named Jesus Christ, who saved each one of us. Today, Lord, as we get in your word, as we worship and we fellowship, would you please give us spiritual eyes to see and spiritual ears to hear, and help us, Lord, to open up our hearts to all that you have for us. Would you please do this, Lord? In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. Let's say good morning to each other. Good morning, everybody. If I could have the ushers come up, we'll get ready to take the offering. Amen. It's a joy to be able to give back to the Lord. Amen. So as the ushers are coming up, I just want to remind everybody that we're still meeting on Thursday at 6 o'clock. And so we get together for some food and some prayer and some encouragement. And so it's a great time. And if you haven't made it to a Thursday, I just want to encourage you, this Thursday, 6 o'clock, you will be encouraged if you come here on Thursdays at 6 o'clock. Just pick up your own meal, come in, we'll break bread, and we'll have some time together, and we will be encouraged together. Amen? Amen. All right. Well, Andy, would you bless the offering today?
Thank you, God, for bringing us all here today. And I just ask a blessing on all the tithes that everybody's bringing in today. And we're just giving back to you what you give to us. Thank you, God. Amen.
Amen. Worship team, come on up after the baskets pass you. As the worship team makes its way up here, I'd just like to have everybody join me in prayer. I'd like to lift up our sister, Cheryl. She hasn't been here since COVID hit, but I think most of you will remember Cheryl. So Mary talked to her this week, and she just asked if we could be praying for her. So maybe during the week we can all try to remember to pray for Cheryl, but right now we'll just pray together for her. Amen? So Heavenly Father, we just lift up our precious sister to you, Lord. We do miss her, and I understand all the COVID stuff, and I understand that we have to take necessary precautions depending on where we are in life and where our health is. But, Lord, in that, we just reach out to Cheryl right now. Cheryl, in Jesus' name, we ask you to touch her body, touch her mind, Lord. I'm always reminded when I pray for senior people that Moses, when he went up on that mountain at 80 years old, he was as strong as when he was a young man. He led the children of Israel through that desert after he was 80 years old. And so, Lord, would you please strengthen Cheryl, bless her, encourage her, and Lord, would you please touch her mind and her body and make her whole. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Are we ready to praise and worship before the throne of God? Will you please stand? Today I want us to get that picture that Pastor Mike was talking about of that the king on the throne and all the action around the throne that's going on. So be thinking, I can enter that throne room because of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So...
Ooh.
Father God in heaven, there's just nothing like your presence. We thank you, God, that you're so faithful, that every promise that you've put in your word to us is yes and amen in Christ Jesus. You tell us, Lord, you promise that you inhabit the praises of your people. And Lord, right now, you're showing your faithfulness. Thank you, God, for sharing your very presence with us as we worship you. Thank you, God, so much. Fill us up to overflowing, Lord. Mend the broken hearts. Heal the damaged bodies. Refresh us, Lord. Those that are discouraged, would you give them your joy and peace? Those that are going through difficult times, Lord, would you strengthen them? Lord, your word says that your eyes go to and fro across the whole earth to show yourself faithful on behalf of those whose hearts are loyal to you. Lord, that's us. That's us. We qualify. So, Lord, would you show yourself faithful in our lives today? Thank you, God. I pray once again, Lord, for today's message, for this morning. Lord, would you speak to us, spirit to spirit? Would you interpret and translate what I say so that every single person here will get the very word of God for them for today? I ask this in Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. Once again, that was awesome. If you have your Bible with you, could you turn with me to Revelation chapter 4, please?